Lord, let the meditation to my heart and the words of my mouth be found acceptable in your sight. Amen. We've just went through a really horrible time. A month and a half or so ago, we had a hurricane that devastated so many people's families and homes and created issues and problems. And then we've had the struggling with COVID here, with members in our church, with Jimmy dying and from it, and then of course Olivia's passing, and all those things have just piled on top of each other to the place that if we're not careful, we'll let them get us to a place of despair. You know, where we'll just, you know, we get drugged down, and then it's hard to get drugged back up. But there's a place for the mourning and passing of people and of suffering that people go through because of the hurricane or whatever the case may be. We do suffer, but we also, there's a time for rejoicing. You know, in Ecclesiastes, you know, it says there's a season, there's a time for everything, a time for mourning and a time for rejoicing and all. So I find it's really weird. Charismatics, with liturgical people who use a prayer book and use a lectionary, think that we're like, I don't know, stuck in the mud or something like that. But what I really find the lectionary to be one of the most charismatic, well, actually, next to the Bible itself, the prayer book and the lectionary is the most charismatic books I have ever read in my life. And I read all the crazy and the good, the bad, and the ugly in the 70s in the charismatic world. And I've read a few lately to the place that I finally don't read them that much anymore. I just kind of do this. And so what I mean by that is I find that sometimes these readings, and I don't know, Father Chuck, you may remember, or Father Bob, how far back these lectionary was put together, but it was like a couple of hundred years ago or something, if I remember right. It's very old. It wasn't put together at the latest charismatic conference. You know, these readings were put together by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not claiming them to be scripture, okay? But I will tell you that they were put together by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, because I constantly find that even though they were put together by people way back, that so many times, if you read them, they are so relevant to today, this day. Not tomorrow, not yesterday, not next week, but today. The readings are shockingly how often they are perfect fit for what you are experiencing or going through in the moment of your life. It's just, I don't know, it's astounding to me. So it's that, you know. So for all my charismatic brothers and sisters that think it's ritual or whatever, you're wrong. It's Spirit-led. And so today, as I was looking at the readings and asking God, you know, what would you say to us today? You know, the reading for today in the Old Testament is from Isaiah. And now, I'm not an Old Testament guy. I've read the Old Testament, but it's not my favorite books to read, other than maybe the Song of Solomon and the Psalms. You know, there's a few of them that I just love. But as a general rule, I don't spend a whole lot of my life in the Old Testament. But today was so relevant to me today, because obviously from the music that I chose to process in, and I'm done with it. I want to be happy. You know, I want to be lifted up. And now I may not be the smartest guy in this room or any room at any given time, but I know that I can't make me happy. There's nothing that I can do that will make me actually happy. Oh, I tried before giving my life to Christ. I tried everything. Whatever, and it was all sin, so I'm not going to name down the list. But I tried every sin to be happy. I just want to be happy, you know. But in giving my life to Christ, I've come to recognize that the only happiness is Christ. And the only time that I'm really happy is when I'm absorbed into His life, or I'm so focused onto His life. One of the songs that we've sang lately, the days of blended together, and the hours have blended together on me that I don't know when, was the old Gaither song that is one of my favorite songs. The words that look full into His face, His wonderful face, and the things of earth grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. And then our ending of our Eucharist is always behold, to remind us that that's what it is. Just behold Him, and it takes care of the rest. Because if you're looking full into His face, all this other, whatever the other is, and there is other, absolutely is other stuff, that's affecting our lives. And if we concentrate, if we look at that too much and put too much effort in those things, it slowly eats away at us, and we lose our joy that's in Christ. An old Pentecostal preacher, and I think I've said this not recently, made the statement that I heard that he is talking about the devil and said, I'm not going to let you steal my joy no more, you know, because the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And so we have to guard against that. But I want to read this from Isaiah and try to shorten this up. Isaiah 25. Just listen to these words and see if the Holy Spirit just speak to you as he did to me this morning. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will give thanks to your name, for you have worked wonders. Plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. See, whatever's happened today was planned long ago, and he is perfectly faithful in today to accomplish the plan that he formed long ago. For you have made a city into a heap, a fortified city into a ruin. Which that should give us great hope that all this crazy that's going on with the pandemic and the politics and all that, that he's going to make it a heap and he's going to make it a ruin. He will do that. We don't have to do that. We don't have to do that, okay? We don't have to do that. He is perfectly capable all by his lonesome into bringing all of it to nothing. And he will do that in his timing to glorify himself. And it will never be built. Well, let's see. A palace of strangers is a city no more, and it will never be rebuilt. Therefore, a strong people will glorify you. Cities of ruthless nations will revere you. For you have been a defense for the helpless, a defense for the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat, a breath of the ruthless is like a rainstorm against a wall. I can just tell you that those words gladdened my heart this morning when I realized that he's been my defense because of all these things, I went into total overload. I was just overloaded, and I was helpless. I was helpless without him. And I knew that. And I would, if you'd have asked me, I would have told you that, yes, I'm pretty helpless right now. I'm overloaded. I don't know how to deal with this. And, of course, he is my defense in my distress. And I found him to be a refuge from the storm, like a shade from the heat. Going down to verse 5. Like heat in drought, you subdued the uproar of aliens. Like heat by the shadow of a cloud, the song of the ruthless is silenced. The Lord of hosts will prepare a lavish banquet for all people on the mountain. A banquet of aged wine, choice pieces of marrow in refined aged wines. And on this mountain, he will swallow up the covering which is over all people. Even the veil which is stretched over all nations. He will swallow up death for all time, and the Lord will wipe away tears away from all faces, and he will remove the reproach of his people from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken, and it will be said in that day, Behold, this is our God for whom we have waited, that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. Amen. And that's the Old Testament that was picked, whatever it was, 100 or 200 years ago, that would come up today. Now, I don't know about you, but I think so for you and for those on YouTube, Stream, and everywhere else. In this particular time of all that's going on with the pandemic and people in the hospital, and I get calls from friends about friends of theirs to pray for them because they're in the hospital and stuff. There's such an attack to get us to the place that we forget that it's not about us and what we can do or not do, but it's about what he has already done, what he has already accomplished. And we are just waiting to see it manifested. And so that brought real joy to my heart today that, wow, he knew in the very beginning and worked it out somehow that today this would be a reading from the Old Testament for me to read and to take heart in and to rejoice in and be able to go, okay, take a breath. Just take a breath. If you ever get the feeling that way, where you're just overwhelmed by life and you feel like you're just being run over by the stuff, and it's all stuff that we have to attend to. We can't just go, I'm not doing it. There's things that we have to attend to. But we can take that breath and glorify God in the midst of it. And focus our attention more on him and not on the stuff, which ultimately leads to us being focused more on us and what we can do or not do. When I get to that place, usually what happens, I'm at the end of myself, And I'm crying out to the Lord, Lord, I can't do this no more. I'm done. I'm just at an end of myself. Like, I just don't have any more emotion. I don't have any more mental capacity to sort through and to pay attention to the details of life, whatever that looks like for us and all. And most of the time, I hear the Holy Spirit very clearly saying, wow, it's taking me a long time to get you there. Because, see, that's where we need to be. We need to realize no matter our strength, you know. And it's really now I think I'm going to begin to pray, Lord, in my strength, when I'm at my strongest, when I feel like I'm doing my best and like I'm on top of the world and all that stuff, somehow bring me to that I'm helpless, that I'm really helpless without you, so that I always glorify you in that I'm helpless and you're not, that you are God and that you are Lord and that you did all of this in the very, very, very beginning and have orchestrated throughout time, actually throughout eternity time, which is something we can't really grasp, to bring things to a point of right now, today. You know, that's how big my God is. You know, that's how charismatic he is that everything that happens in my life today, he knew from the very beginning, and he worked it within what we call time to actually happen at the appropriate moment to bring me to being helpless and to rely upon him. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.